Parshas Ve'era, this week's parsha, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemor, hein b'nei Yisrael, lo yishamu elai, ve'eich yishmeini Faroi, v'anir al svesayim. How is Paroi going to listen to me? Moshe ben says to Ribono Shel Olam, Anir al svasayim, I have a problem with my lips. I have some sort of speech defect. If we go to Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe lefnei Hashem, Hey, Anir al svasayim, Ve'ech yishma elei Paroi. And how is Paroi going to listen to me? Again, if we go back to Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, So Moshe already told the Ben Shalom he's got a problem speaking. Number one. Here we go again. We said in Pasuk Yudbeis, we can fit the love in our Pasuk. Anir al svasayim. And then again, Anir al svasayim. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that the Ben Shem didn't get it the first time. He keeps on saying over, I have a problem with speech. Paroi's not going to listen. What's going on over here? Isn't it fascinating at Deres Eliyahu? He says like this. It's fascinating. He says, it says in Bereishis, Kapitel Nun, Pasuk Chof Dalet, that Klal Yisrael were told that there's going to be a savior. A savior? Someone's going to save Klal Yisrael. And how is Klal Yisrael going to know who's going to save them? How are they going to know who's the person? So the Pasuk says, Vayeme Yosef in Kapitel Mampazuk of Dal, Vayeme Yosef in Kapitel Mampazuk of Dal, Pokoid Yifkoid. These two words, Pokoid is double lotion of Pokoid. That's the secret code words. That is the secret code words. If you look in Shemois, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, Leich was out of the name, it's Job Marti Elayim, Hashem Elakei, Abaseich, Amir Elayim, Elakei, Abraham, Mitzvah, Yaakov, Elayim, Pokoid, Pokalti, Eschem, Esar, Sin, Lucham, Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu has got the code words. Here we go, he's the one, Pokoid, Pokalti. As we see in Bereishis, Pokoid, Yifkoid. And there's how you ask the question. He said, doesn't understand. Now how does it work? These are the secret code words. That means others have to know what the secret code was. Who knew? I don't know, maybe it's a Hedjan Agadol. Well, we don't know if there's a Hedjan Agadol at that point. But someone had to be told the code words. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, or whoever the Goyal, the savior of Klal Yisrael will be, who is he going to tell it to? Someone has to know the answer. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu got in there in the end. Maybe he was on Reuters. Maybe he was on the web. You know, he caught on. So how is this a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu knew these two words? Oh, Pokoi Pokalati. So Deres Eliyahu says, Marzi, you want to know why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Ralph Svasayim? Because if you have a problem with your lips, the letters that you need to say with your lips is Bumf. Beis, Vav, Mem, and Pei. Those are letters that when you say them, you need your lips for. Moshe Rabbeinu B'derech HaTeva could not say a Pei. Pei, you use your lips for. So he couldn't say it normally. The Ribono Shel Olam made a nes that when he said these two words, Pokoid Pokalati, Pei Pei, he said it beautifully. That was the raya. The Ribono Shel Olam made a nes that he couldn't say any of the words he couldn't say normally without a Pei in it, because a Pei is one of these letters that you need to use the lips for. That was the raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was the true Goyal. I had this question bothered me for a while, and he says, Merdig Shem. Rashi over here says, Rashi explains, Rashi says, that in Pasuk Lamed, Rashi says, why did he repeat it again? We already know it. Why did the Pasuk go ahead and again repeat it? So he says, Yi hamir she'omar l'mayla hein v'nei Yisrael lo'yishomu e'lai v'shon ha'kosur kan kivan she'hifzik inyin v'kach yashutif adem hamin nachzor al v'shonis. Says as we had the first time in this parasha where it said, Ani ral svasayim. Then what's the next Pasuk? And we go through everyone that came down. Now we go back, we have a Samach again. We go by Yarashan Moshalam and Yashem. So sort of like a break. We had a break. We had Moshe. I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu go to Paroi. Moshe Rabbeinu says that I can't. I have a problem speaking. How far are you going to listen to me? The Torah interjects and tells us who came down in the Rosh Hashanah. And now we're continuing. So now she says that the reason why it repeats again in Yom Kippur is like we're chazering over a reminder of what happened because we sort of forgot. It's not that far. It's only a handful of tzukim, but that's what Rashi says. Shamshon of Elhirsch explained what's the difference between Kvat Peh Uchad Loishan and Aras Vasayim. We said in Kapitel Dalad the first time Moshe Rabbeinu used this other Loshan, and he explained that a Kvat Peh Kvat Loshan means it denotes clumsiness of speech. Someone who has a clumsiness inherently of speech, that's a Kvat Peh. He has like a heavy mouth and a covered lotion. He says, Aral Svasayim is one who has no control over the faculty with which is natural, which he's naturally endowed. A person just has no control over it. He just, not try that he's clumsiness and he can't get out the word, but he has no shaykhus to saying it right. He's saying is that it's coming with a stronger lotion. First he said, I'm a covered pair. Maybe I'm not so good with it. And Rosh Hashanah was telling him again, so now he comes and says, oh no, I need Aral Svasayim. He's saying he's a much stronger lotion. He's not answering why three. He's answering why Moshe Rabbeinu said in Kapitel Dalad when Kol Peh when they're asked for Sayim. He doesn't answer why three. Gevuras Hashem Naral. He says an unbelievable pshat. And it says in Kapitel Dalad Pasuk Yud Lo Ish Dvar Manechi. Moshe Rabbeinu says I'm not a man of words. What does that mean? He says unbelievable. Man is a synthesis of the physical and spiritual. The power of speech is the result of the fusion of the body and the soul. Normally, an ordinary person, the physical and the spiritual are balanced, and that's where speech comes out. Moshe Rabbeinu was so heavily weighted to the spiritual. He had a goof, he had a body, but his soul was so much stronger, and that's the reason why he couldn't speak anymore. He was his spiritual part was so outweighed his physical part, and that's the reason why he's Aral Svasayim. The Ben Ezra says that Aral Svasayim means that not Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem speaking; he just couldn't speak Lashon Mitzvos. It wasn't his native tongue, the speaking the language of Mitzrayim, and that was his problem. Not what most of the other ones say. So Sefer says Moridik. It says in the Kapitel Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Re'eis Aticha Likim Pari. He says, how does it work? You have an important person and not so important person. You have one, they don't understand each other's language. Who's the one that his language is going to have to be interpreted and the other one's going to have to listen and who not? So Sefer says, is the one that's greater, he's the one that's not going to have to speak. He says is that Baruch Hashem was telling Moshe, I'm making a vow for a sign that you can't speak. And you're going to have an interpreter. Aaron HaKohen went with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron HaKohen was his interpreter. So what he's saying is that I'm making you a god over Paroi. Because you're going to go into the king Paroi, and you're not even going to speak to him. You're going to go through an interpreter. He's not even going to hear directly from you because you're so much greater than him. That's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. The Sephardim says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why he kept on saying Aral Svasayim again, he said was because initially when he went, it was understanding he was going with Aaron HaKohen. But Aaron HaKohen, he knew he had an interpreter, so he wasn't as nervous. But now he thought that the Rosh Hashanah time to go by himself. If he's going by himself, that's when he's scared. He says, hey, I can't speak. I don't have an interpreter. He goes, I'm going with my brother Aaron. So Aaron, or whatever I can't say clearly, he'll give it over. But now he was a little bit nervous. The Shulchan Aruch they said that the Torah is called Torah's Moshe. That's what the Torah is called. It says, why is it called Torah's Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought down the Torah to us. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had Aral Svasayim is because we want to know that the true Torah is sweetness. Not because Moshe Rabbeinu has a sweet tongue. You have someone who can have a sweet tongue, and therefore people will think what he's saying is sweet, even if what he's saying is not sweet. It wants to be that the sweetness of the Torah is true because of what it really is, the truth. The Drush Haran says in the same vein like that. He says it's a Klai Yisrael Mekabel the Torah from the Moshe Rabbeinu with the Ahavas Hashem. Not because he was an orator. You have Yimach Shemoy, Hitler Yimach Shemoy B'Zichar. He was an orator. He was able to go and he convinced people to come with him. He could have been saying complete and utter nonsense. So someone could say, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is not true, the Torah is not real. Klai Yisrael didn't accept it because they believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was an orator. He knows how to convince people to do things. The Moshe Rabbeinu was a sign. Not because of what, because of the way he spoke, but because of his words, the Torah, what he was giving over was truth, Amita Shel Torah. The Chassan Sefer, did you see that? This is a Moridik Alal Torah, Chassan Sefer, beautiful pshat. The Chassan Sefer says that Moshe Rabbeinu was being like Yoina. Yoina was being like Moshe. Yoina didn't want to go to Nineveh. Why? Because Yoina says that Klai Yisrael is not doing tshuva. I'm going to go to Nineveh and the Goyim are going to do tshuva. So it's going to be a kishrig on Klai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want to go. You know why? Ve'eich yishmar elai parag, ani ra'as rasayim. How is Parag going to listen to me? I'm a ra'as rasayim and I'm scared he's going to listen to me. And if he listens to me, he's going to kishrig on Klai Yisrael. Because when I went to Klai Yisrael didn't believe me. And now I'm going to Parag. Parag is going to believe me to kishrig on Klai Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to get out of it. He kept on saying, no, Ribbono Shel Olam, please don't send me. The Hamid Dover, he says, Vayidaber Moshe lifnei Hashem. What does it mean in front of Hashem? Lifnei Hashem. What does it mean, Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem? What's lifnei Hashem? He said that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to himself in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was speaking to himself. It was like a soliloquy. He was talking to himself. He was giving himself the mushrooms. That Mayim B'Sheshev of Mishim Neshuav says, Moshe was scared that Pari wouldn't listen and he would make it harsher for Klai Yisrael. And he didn't want to go. He was scared. He's gonna have a job. He's gonna go do it and he's gonna fail. He didn't want to fail. And Moshe Rabbeinu kept on talking to himself, like the Hamid Dover says, because he said, I'm gonna listen to Shemoyah Ratzon Hashem, it doesn't matter, I'm gonna do the Ratzon Hashem, whether it makes sense or not. So this whole, the reason why, the half we can explain, at the end of the day, what was going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted nothing else to do, he wanted to help Klal Yisrael. That's why he didn't really want to go if he was here to be kitchen in Klal Yisrael. But more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu needed chizik. Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself needed chizik. He wasn't sure, he had also saying, what's going on, maybe my Pai won't listen, maybe he will. He was nervous. He kept on saying it himself. The Rasa Sain wasn't talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam knew good and well the first time he was Rasa Sain. Ribbono Shel Olam made him a Rasa Sain. We all know that. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that too, but he would be mechazik himself. He was speaking lifnei Hashem. He said, Ani Rasa Sain, and you know what? I'm gonna go anyways. Person sometimes is in a matzav, it doesn't make sense, I can't do this mitzvah, I can't do that, how could I do it? It's the Ratzon Hashem. You have to continue to talk yourself again. Sometimes a person, he doesn't know what to do, he's scared, You keep on saying it over and over yourself, you mumble to yourself, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do it, it doesn't matter. I don't have to understand the outcome. What will happen. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this was clearly the Ratzon Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lifnei Hashem, kept on just saying it over and over. And perhaps that's the pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu continuously repeats that I have a problem, and the Ra'al Sosayim was for himself. It wasn't to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, it wasn't an excuse to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was the Mechazik himself to say, I know I'm a Ra'al Sosayim, I know that maybe I shouldn't want to go, I know that maybe I should be scared to go, but you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam telling me to go, I'm going, no questions asked. It says in Capital Zion, Posik Hey. Posik says, Yudu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, bin toisi es yodi al Mitzrayim, vahoy tseisi es bin eisam et teichem. Yudu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Who cares? Mitzrayim should know that I'm Hashem. Who cares? You want to say, Yudu Klal Yisrael, okay, good. What does it mean? It says again, Capital Zion, Posik Yud Zion. Posik says, Ko yama Hashem, bezois teida ki ani Hashem, hinechi maki b'mat Hashem, yodi al mayo shibayom enav kulta. Well, who cares? Why is the Torah stressing that the Mitzrayim will know? You want to say Klal Yisrael, okay, but why, who cares about the Mitzrayim? Ben Bachi says, Yemei Hashem Moshe Boy Al Paroi. He explains that the Makis, that they were done in an order, the first, there were 3, 3, and 1. 3, 3, 3, and 1. There were 9 Makis and then the 10th one. He says, in each set, the first one was by the river, the second one was in the palace of Paroi. says because Moshe, the, I'm sorry, not Moshe Ben, but the clock, the Bnei Shalom was showing, it was through Moshe Ben, so Bnei Shalom was showing Paro that you think, first of all, you're in charge of the Nile River. You know, we know Paro made like he didn't go to the bathroom and he was had power over the Nile River. He says that you don't have it. That was the first place. And it says, and the Al Shafak brother says, and it says, Paro by breaking, you should go in the morning, because he was always there in the morning. He was going to go to the bathroom in the morning by the water. That's where you should see the dam. And the next one, the Paro says, okay, so maybe I'm not in charge over the water, but my own palace, I'm in charge of. Moshe Rabbeinu went to this palace. You're not in charge of that either. You're in charge of nothing, Paro. Bnei Shalom was showing him who's in charge. The Beis HaLevi is an unbelievable word. Unbelievable. He says, "Vayashlichu ish mateyu, vayiyul asaninim." So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came, Aaron Akoyin's stick, he threw it down, and it became a snake. All the Mitzrayim threw down their sticks, and then Aaron's snake swallowed up all the other ones. He says, this is unbelievable, this is beautiful. The Gemara in Sanhedrin sounds like it says that on Kishuf, you know Kishuf doesn't work? On Mayim. Mayim, if you have water. So why did they do it? It's very simple. Why didn't, you know what? Aaron threw down his stick. It turned into a nachash. Now all of the Chatumim are trying to threw down their sticks and turned into the snakes. So why don't you just say, okay guys, let's take out a big bucket of water, pour it on the sticks. Whoever is now snake, stays a snake and does not turn back into his stick, we know is real. And obviously Aaron and Koyans would have stayed as a snake and the rest of them would have turned back into sticks. So basically he says, beautiful. He says this, but they would have said, nope, no good. You want to know why? They would have said, you're a very smart guy, Aaron. You know what you did? Before you walked into the palace here, you took a snake, a real live snake, and with Kishuv you turned it into a stick. So now you come into the palace here holding a stick, but that stick was only a stick turned, it was really a snake that you turned into a stick. So now that you turned down and you made it back into a snake, So if we're going to pour water onto the snake, on yours, it's going to stay a snake. Well, ours are going to turn into the snakes. Why? Not because you're the real thing and we're not. Because your real thing was a snake to begin with. You just changed it before it came. And it says the same you saw in the Divrei Shaul. From the Shulam Meishiv, he says this when it says, "Lahachas tzaradim imchom v'techa rak bayarit sha'arim." You ever wonder? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm going to take all the frogs. I'm taking them out. They're going to come. They're leaving the tribe. But the ones in the river are going to stay there. Why? Same reason. He says same word, same words in Hebrew. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling in Paro, I'm leaving you a reminder. Didn't help, but he's telling in Paro, I'm leaving you a reminder. The tzaradim, your chartumim could have created frogs." But not in the water, because Kishuv doesn't work on the water. So all the other ones I'm going to take out, but the ones in the water I'm going to leave, because the ones on the water, those are the ones that show that it's not Kishuv, but it's real, and it's from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It says in the Choymas Anoch, Kapitel Ches Posit Dezayin, V'yayimu ha'chartunan ha'pari etzbele kimhi. The third Makkah of Kinim was small little lice. It says is that lice, the Kinim, are smaller than the size of a barley grain. And Kishuv doesn't work on things smaller than a barley grain. So the question is, why did Paro believe it? Etz Balei Kimhi. The Mitzrayim said, the Chartumim Mitzrayim said, it's Etz Balei Kimhi. The finger, the hand of God, finger of God. Why didn't he believe it? Why didn't Paro believe it? So the Choymas Anoch, the Chido says that these kinim that they made were huge. They were very big ones. They were not the size of barley grains, but they were much bigger. He said that he thought that Kishuv doesn't work. We're learning about Kishuv tonight, but he said that Kishuv doesn't work generally on something that, in its general form, is smaller than a barley grain. Which means that kinim, in its general form, is smaller than a barley grain. Therefore, the Mitzrayim couldn't replicate it, because they're using Kishuv, they couldn't replicate it, even though the ones in Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought was bigger than a barley grain. But being that it's a natural form, it wasn't. Therefore, it didn't work. So Paro started to convince himself, and he said, you know, he said, maybe that rule is a little bit wrong, And the Baal Manis, these things are bigger than a barley grain. He was ready to accept that if it's smaller than a barley grain, it's valley kimhi. But he was looking for the tiniest grain of barley to rely on, to say is that what they're doing is not the etz valikim as well. And he says, yeah, they're better kishuf people. They're better kishuf machers than my people. But there's still a bama in it's kishuf, and the raya is that the kinim are bigger than barley grains. And Menesh Chai says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayoymer Elov Ani Hashem. Baruch Hashem tells Moshe, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. There are three shameless of the Rebbeinu Shalom that is used, that is precipitates, that begins a Yeshua. The first is Kale, Aleph Lamed. And what the Koyach of the Aleph Lamed does, the shame of Aleph Lamed does, is it nullifies the Kitrig against Klal Yisrael. So there's a Kitrig, meaning that they did something wrong Klal Yisrael. There's a Kitrig. So the kale nullifies it. Quotes to Zayar and Tehillim, the kale zam b'chol yoyim. Okay. Shakai, shin dal yud. He said, is that, then the shame Shakai is what fights against the sar of the Ummah and Shemayim. We've discussed numerous times that every nation of the world has a sar in Shemayim that represents that nation down here. The Rebbeinu Shalom himself is Klal Yisrael Sar. Klal Yisrael doesn't have a Sar. So the Shem Shakai knocks out the Sar of the other Ummah. In this case, it would be Mitzrayim. And the Sar of Mitzrayim is trying to keep Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and trying to be Menatzeach over Klal Yisrael. So the name Shakai comes and is Menatzeach. He said the last one is the Shem Havai Yud Kevavkei. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is what brings the Geula to Klal Yisrael. And he says, when it says in Shemois, Kapitel Yudayim Pasuk Tzav, Yikur Shemoi Hashem Nisi, Hashem created Nes. He says, what does it mean? Ani Hashem Bo, the Baruch Hashem himself, when he said in the beginning of the parasha, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And the Baruch Hashem said to Moshe, Ani Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. He says, is your thinking that I still have to do the first two parts, the Kale and the Shakai? We have to first nullify the Kitrig against Klal Yisrael and destroy the Sar of the Ummah of the other nation. The Baruch Hashem says, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, we're already at the last stage. We're almost there. Ani Hashem, I'm ready to take Klal Yisrael out. Perhaps we can explain. But we certainly don't care. If Baruch Hashem doesn't care to know that the Mitzrayim should know that I am Hashem. What does that mean? It means is that we need to realize, we Klal Yisrael need to realize that the Mitzrayim are silly. They don't recognize their Baruch Hashem. It's in their faces. And they're just not getting it. They have the thing with the tzar, the in. We have the frogs that are sitting on the water. It can't be kishuf. It can't be. The kingdom. Power is convincing himself. You'll do Mitzrayim. Not for Mitzrayim. We don't care about Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem doesn't care. At the end of the day, it says when the third Beis Hamikdash is going to come, the ultimate Gula, everyone's going to know that the Baruch Hashem is the Melech of the world. The Melech, not the Shoyah, the Moshe, but the Melech over the whole world. But the point is that Ki Ani Hashem is that we need to realize. Look at the Mitzrayim. Look at their silliness. It's things that are in front of their eyes that they're just not paying attention. It's right in front. How could they miss it? How could they not see? It doesn't even make sense. My wife told me that my 3-year-old son was sitting in class this week and he was repeating to the teacher. The teacher's going on and on about the Makkas, and he's saying, silly, silly paroi, silly, silly paroi, silly, silly paroi. He knows he's going to get another Makka. I mean, my 3-year-old, he understands. He's listening to this story, and paroi was having it firsthand. Getting a Makka, okay, getting another Makka. Yeah, we know Vyasakle paroi, but that's later. In the beginning, there was no Vyasakle paroi. What's shot? We have to, it's for us. It's all lesson for us. There are times that the Rebbeinu Shalom he's here. We need to see him. That Rebbeinu Shalom does things, and sometimes he does things that seem bad to us, that is not good for us, perhaps. And we have to, Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to do something. He wants us to do tshuva. Baruch Hashem is saying, hello, I'm here. V'yadu Mitzrayim keni Hashem. We have to know that the Baruch Hashem is here. We need to know Hashem. That's really the Iker. So a story. There was a preacher, someone who preached to his flock. And one day it was poor weather. And usually he has a big crowd. He has hundreds of people and he comes in. This one farmer comes in. The farmer sits down. And they wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, no one else comes in. So the preacher says, okay, you know what? I guess we're going to cancel for today. So this one farmer says, excuse me, sir. He says, do you think that as a farmer, when I go out to the field, and there's only one animal to feed that day, I don't feed the animal, because there's only one? So the preacher looks at him and says, I hear you. And for an hour and a half, he goes fire and brimstone, giving a whole spiel as if he had his few hundred people sitting there. And this guy, this farmer, is dazed after, and he goes over to the preacher after. He says, sir, excuse me. He says, and do you think that if I had one animal that I had to feed, I would stuff down the entire big bucket that was meant for hundreds of people, you think I'd give it to that poor one cow or poor one animal? Well, what's the use idea? There are times that we have to take things slowly. Yeah, we can't get an hour and a half. We can't get it all. One animal can't eat that for the animal of 300. But slowly, slowly, we have to work on it, step by step. We have to ingest that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who runs the world. We have to realize, we recognize the Rebbeinu Shalom. Be a doom in time, can the Hashem have a chance.